WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Steve, and this is WCSG Backstage. Welcome to WCSG Backstage. So we have been in quarantine for over 2 months.
Yay.
I know. It feels like about 2 years. just having to stay home, stay safe. And yeah, needless to say, our world looks a little different than it did in early March. I can't even remember that far back.
No. Well, March 12th, Lauren Daigle was in Grand Rapids. That was the last social thing I have done. Because the next day, Governor Whitmer closed the schools, and then everything just went crazy after
that's
that.
That's right. So. That was the week we had Days of Giving, and we were talking about how, you know, the March Madness is looking like it's going to get canceled and all of that. Well, so much has changed. We're wondering, what's one thing you've picked up, slash learned, slash experienced during our quarantine that maybe you want to make just a part of your regular life going forward? Jeremy, how about you?
Okay, so this isn't something that's a part of my family, but it's something I definitely have experienced, and I'm beginning to like it quite a bit. And that is because of social distancing, grocery stores have set up a one-way system. So you have to go down this aisle only one particular way. In theory, I love this idea, and I would love for us to all get to a point where this is how we operate. But in application currently, nobody is doing it, or at least very few people are doing it. A lot of people going the wrong way down the one-way street in the grocery store. But I like how it keeps things flowing and that you don't have traffic jam where you've got two cars stuck with each other. So I would be a big fan if that was something that continued.
What's your stance on it? Say I'm trucking along, getting my groceries at the Aldi, and I'm going the right way. And then, oh man, I forgot something. Am I allowed to walk backwards, or do I have to go around the entire store? I wouldn't turn my car around, but
I think you have to use your best judgment. But here's how I do it, because I'm such a stickler for the rules. If it's way back at the other end of the aisle, I will go back down the other way and then come back down the aisle. So I'm very much following the rules.
I would love to see at the end of each grocery store aisle, there is either a stop sign, or if it's a really popular one, a traffic light. like a roundabout, so that if you did want to do a U-turn and go back down the other side of the aisle, you could branch off like they have roundabouts. Well, the thing for me, I thought about this, it's kind of hard because I do miss being with the people, you know, without masks. But we have found that, you know, when you're not constantly driving, you know, here and there, you use a lot less gas. Mm-hmm. And when you're not going out to eat all the time, your restaurant bill is a lot less. So the tightwad part of my personality, you know, kind of has loved that aspect. So maybe I'm thinking, if I can get my family on board with this, we could just do less restauranting and less driving around moving forward and save a little bit of money.
I'm gonna challenge you on this, Steve, because
of course you are.
You do not do the cooking in the house. So the person who does the cooking should be the one to decide how much restauranting we do and how much we do not do.
Well, to be honest, our stove went out when this whole thing started. So we have been without a stove. So she doesn't really do a whole lot of the cooking either. It's been hot dogs, sandwiches, you know, whatever we can throw together.
And so microwave.
Yeah. So we can just keep going with that.
Well, mine is also kind of food related and grocery store related. One thing I have picked up is being more mindful about my trips to the grocery store and like actually having a list and a purpose instead of like, oh, I got to swing in and grab something for dinner. And then like, you know, $87 later, it's like, I didn't even get what I needed to come in for. So just the planning ahead of time and being more mindful and not making a lot of trips. Mm-hmm. I think that's something I would like to try and hang on to. And we've done so much less fast food, which is good for my budget and good for the waistline. And I crave it still, but I say, you know what? It's not an essential. It's not something you need. And so I think those would be the the things I'd like to hold on to.
All right, Caitlin, what about you?
I don't know. I kind of have two. So, like, since this started, I've been spending a lot more time outside, just like going for walks, runs. I have 7 acres at my house, so going on walks and things like that, and just sitting outside because it's nice and the vitamin D is good for you. But also, since this started, I am also like hyper aware of germs and everything that I touch when I go out. Like, not that I didn't wash my hands before, but now I'm like, every time I touch a door handle somewhere or like the gas pump or whatever, I feel like I should sanitize my hands.
Using the hand sanitizer, I think, it's not a new practice, but using it so consistently is. And the kind I have is from New Holland Brewing, because that's what I could get at the time.
I have that too.
And so I feel like I don't want to get pulled over because I'm afraid like the police will be like, have you been drinking? Like, no, just been sanitizing. Just, you know, because it has such a strong alcohol smell to it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it comes in like a beer bottle. Like, you just pour it.
So bad.
Don't think. Just answer.
Well, it's time for another round of Don't Think, Just Answer. And while Steve came this close last time, I'm still in the lead with 19 responses. Amanda, you are next in the hot seat. We've decided, since we do it through Zoom, you get an extra 15 seconds. So you've got 75 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
These are Amanda specific too.
Oh no. Oh,
mine are just left over from what I didn't use last time.
Oh, there you go.
Great. Yeah. Great.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Starbucks or Big B?
Ooh, Big B.
Pop or soda?
Soda.
Curds or whey?
Curds.
Backstage or on stage?
Backstage.
Disney or Marvel?
Marvel.
FaceTime or phone call?
FaceTime.
Carmen Miranda or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I don't even know who Carmen Miranda is, so Lin-Manuel.
Liver or haggis?
Ooh, haggis, I guess.
Danny Bonaducci or Howard Stern?
Ooh, Howard Stern.
Manicure or pedicure?
Pedicure.
Skydiving or cliff diving?
Skydiving.
Promoter or roadie?
Promoter.
Mario or Luigi?
It's me, Mario.
A cruise or road trip?
At this point, road trip.
The Lorax or Horton Hears a Who?
Horton Hears a Who.
Happy Dance or Joy?
Oh! Joy.
All right.
I feel like I have to like give some explanations. Okay. So I originally would say cruise, but with the corona, ain't no way that's happening. It's right. Like you buy a 3-night cruise, get 3 weeks free. Like, that's not happening. Haggis, gross. Liver, gross. Both gross. What was the other one I needed to explain? Joy or Happy Dance? those get requested a lot on the morning show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes people need to hear those songs in order to feel better. And I just have a hard time because some days are not like, I have joy or I'm having a happy dance. And so they're both challenging for me.
So which did you pick? I missed it.
I said joy.
Oh, okay.
Because in my brain, that actually was like a number one song that a lot of stations played.
Happy Dance
is something we threw on once and then it caught fire and it wasn't actually a radio single ever. Right. But they do it at their concerts. So.
And also for reference, Carmen Miranda is a dancer and she's the one who I believe is famously known for dancing with like a bunch of fruit on her head.
Oh, the Chiquita banana chick?
Or is it something like that. So
anyway. Well, you knew my answer for that.
I knew your answer. I just was trying to find something else with Miranda in it, and I couldn't do West Michigan's Miranda because that would be too tough of a choice.
I would choose her, and then Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah, and she's a big supporter of CSG. So
right. She is.
We all got 6, but then, Jeremy, you got one more, so that's 19.
Congratulations, Amanda. You're tied at 19.
Yeah.
Yes! Am I tied with you?
Yes, you are. We might have to have a tiebreaker. I don't know if we've ever had that.
What? The what?
Coronavirus isn't the only crazy thing happening in the world right now.
Really?
And it's time to dig into the craziest news stories we could find. Amanda, what'd you find?
I love this story. What the what is going to take us to Washington, D.C. And that's it. Ooh, no, I'm just kidding.
That's so crazy.
Okay, so a lot of restaurants around the country are opening up, but 50% capacity. They're trying to maintain social distancing, keeping 6 feet from each other, making sure people aren't sitting too close to each other. And so what one restaurant owner did, and he decided, I don't want my restaurant to be empty, but also I want to make sure like the tables feel full and people don't feel like there's empty tables that they can sit at. I need to make sure they look occupied. He has, I don't know if he went to like JCPenney or Amazon or what, but he has obtained several mannequins that he has dressed up and put at the tables. So they look like they're dining and the waiters and waitresses are interacting with them. They don't talk back. They don't eat, but they're taking up space in the restaurant. So what the what?
Okay. My first thing that comes to my mind is the scene in Home Alone with all the mannequins.
Yes.
Right?
Dances around with them.
And back up a little bit. Did you say the wait staff interacts with these mannequins?
Yes. Yes, the wait staff is supposed to pretend like they're serving them food and talking to them, so it feels like a whole restaurant experience.
Come on. Like
in order to really get the full-fledged experience, you need to have, if only half of the people in that room are eating, the noise level is significantly
right.
less. So I feel like you need an audio soundtrack of like
yes.
plates, you know, forks on plates and chatter and laughing and stuff like that.
Loud chewing.
Full of flat effect.
Right. In the sound design world, we call that restaurant walla. So you just need a little speaker playing restaurant walla coming from every one of those tables.
One of them has to be like kind of on the verge of an argument, like a little bit of biting comments, you know, that's going to explode after you leave the restaurant.
There has to be a little bit like I think I just heard it's not you, it's me.
there's a breakup. There's an engagement.
Right.
And it's on a loop. So, you know, if you go every Friday at 7, someone's getting engaged. The question I have when it comes to this is like, yeah, it's creepy, but it's kind of brilliant. Like it was thinking outside the box.
Yes.
It's not having to put yellow caution tape around the tables. It's going to make it a little bit more pleasant. But in other areas of life where we're trying to open up, like you go to a movie theater, you're going to have to sit next to a mannequin and then your boyfriend's on the other side. Or you go to the gym and you've got a mannequin on the treadmill next to you.
I feel like if it was a movie theater and you're there with, you know, your significant other, you're there on a date and a mannequin is in the seat between you, you could say to the mannequin, you'd be like, excuse me, sir, could you take this seat? Can we trade seats? And then you just like lift the mannequin over and then you can sit together.
But you better make sure that you're not having to get up and like climb over the mannequins to use the restroom.
You know? What if they fell apart into pieces and you're sitting there trying to put it together? Black Widow or whatever.
Or if you're really short and you've got a mannequin in front of you, you can just pop its head off. And then
or you go to a concert and you've got like half the people like totally into it and half them just like.
Well, they could always lift the arms on the mannequin.
Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is I've seen a couple of articles about this. And one of them, it's like, oh, yeah, the mannequins from JCPenney or wherever. And then the other ones, like they have big wigs on, like they're really like dolled up. So if you have the mannequin at the gym, does it have leggings on? Like, I want to see how this all plays out.
Well, okay. So I feel like I had this thought when you were telling your what the what, Amanda, about the mannequins. If mannequins became animated, they'd be robots. And we have all worried at one time or another about robots taking over. Well, in Singapore, they kind of are. There are prototype robot dogs, and they only resemble dogs in that they have four legs, roving the parks, telling bicyclists and joggers to keep apart. They say, let's keep Singapore healthy. It's a yellow and black robo dog named Spot, and it roams around. It says these things in English, for your own safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart. Thank you.
Wow.
Authorities explain that a dog robot like Spot could better cross rough terrain in the parks and gardens and Good job. In addition to broadcasting these messages, reminding the visitors of the social distancing, Spot is fitted with cameras and analytics tools to estimate the number of people in the parks. Authorities have said the cameras do not track individuals or record personal data. So anyway, I guess robo dogs are coming to our parks.
I feel like I've seen enough post-apocalyptic world movies to know, like, there's always like a message that's on repeat in these environments that tell you like how to stay safe. And this feels like that version of that.
Yes.
It's kind of unsettling.
A little bit. It's a female voice, which for some reason I was expecting it to be a male voice as I was imagining it, but apparently.
Or a cartoon voice, like, I don't know, Goofy or something.
Yes.
Because he's a dog.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I think can get away with this in Singapore, but if they were to try to do it in the United States,
people would steal the dogs.
Or it would get drop kicked so fast.
Like, what happens if you approach the robo dog? Like if you're like, oh, this would make a cute picture. I'll set my toddler on your back and take a, like, would the robo dog be like, please do not touch me?
Its eyes would turn red and it would growl.
Yeah, probably.
Does it have a face?
No, not really. It's like a camera apparatus. And then there's like this middle part. And then there's these four legs.
Almost like a dog drone.
Yes, kind of.
We thought we were going to get flying cars in 2020. Instead, we have robot dogs telling us to stay home. Right.
Keep separate.
For my what the what, we're coming back to the U.S. So a restaurant in Ohio, in the effort to keep people apart, because you can't really have all the tables like 6 feet apart, they're putting shower curtains around their tables.
Wow.
And sanitizing them in between each person.
Do they have patterns on them? Like, I have so many questions.
No, like, I saw
your issue is not that they're like shower curtains, that they are patterned or decorated.
It looks like just like, you know, the like plastic inner part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The liner.
Yeah, it's that. That's what it looks like. And it just looks kind of creepy to me.
So like, it's like a sneeze guard for our tables.
Yeah. I mean,
wouldn't want to be in that area very long. I feel like I would get claustrophobic.
Yeah.
You know, like, ugh, just get this stuff away from me.
It's not a horrible idea, but like, it looks like a hospital or something.
Oh.
We're going to see the resurgence. Yeah, like
hospital curtains.
Of the Sunday school, old Sunday school partitions, like the old churches that have the chunk, 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 chunk.
I feel like in a restaurant, if it was like not clear, you wouldn't be able to be like, oh, I like what that person got. You know, like that looks good. What's that? You know, or look at the mannequins over here. You know, like you wouldn't be able to see the
shower curtain and mannequins.
Put all these things together in one restaurant.
Yes. Yeah. Robot dogs, curtains, mannequins.
Well, my what the what has us traveling to Indonesia. And I know here that as people have lost loved ones during the coronavirus, they've had to limit the number of people at their funeral services. And I'm guessing it's the same pretty much anywhere to help with social distancing. And, you know, what ended up happening at this particular funeral service, as friends and family were gathering, they got kind of a shock during the funeral service. What was going on is the priest was sharing the message, and he says, God has said in the book of John, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, he will live even though he is dead. And just a few seconds after he utters those words, onlookers were left speechless when a hand appeared to wave from inside of the coffin.
Stop.
What? It's
totally true. They have video footage of this. Apparently, the coffin or the casket had a special window designed in the front. And as you watch the video, you just see the hand come up and just kind of do like a little bit of a moving motion. And some were saying, he's being buried alive, and we're freaking out. Others were like, it's probably just a rodent. But scientists and researchers are saying actually what it is gases can build up in the body during decomposition, and sometimes our limbs move, and they've actually recorded bodies in that process, and the arms will move out and they'll do these weird things. They were saying that is most likely the reason for that situation, but the what is this entire thing, but also the fact that why would you create a coffin with a window in
window.
It?
Wow.
Also though, like if you were concerned that this person was still alive, like wouldn't you want to double check? Like, since the hand moved, like, did they double check? Do we know?
They did not talk about any kind of double checking in the article, but I'm led to believe that if processing a dead body in Indonesia is anything like the Americas, there's not.
You're not going to survive
out of your body. You're not going to survive that. So
true.
It depends on if they were an organ donor or not.
Yeah, they're gone.
Well, the hands work really, really well, apparently. So
the idea that a rodent is even an option has been rigged out.
Yes.
I do not like rodents.
Yeah.
They are the worst. And now I'm wondering, is there a potential when I pass away and my family puts me in that box that there is going to be mice in there with me? Well, I can't.
I don't think they would.
I would like to be cremated now. I've decided I do not want to be in a casket.
Buried in a cement box. I think it would the only way for a rodent to get in would be pre-burial. Like, it would have to crawl in first. Yeah. Like, I don't think it could chew through the coffin to get in there.
That's the thing with them, though, is they can get into any little tiny hole. If you have a hole like this big, they can just get in there. Oh, no. Just make sure you do not bury me with any sort of cracker or breadcrumbs. Or
only rat bait. So if they do come in, they die immediately.
Oh, so then I got a stinky rat corpse next to me. Like, thanks, family. A whole lot. Thanks story.
I'm going to want to see that video. I just have to admit.
The link will be posted
on all right.
Backstage page.
Do you think, like, when they were experiencing this, I know you said it was a small group of people, you know, that could be at the burial. Like, do you think one of the people was just like, did I just see that? Did you see that too? Or like, am I going crazy? Or did anyone else see that hand?
Yeah.
Like, you had to be pretty bold to, like, speak up. Because you don't want your family to be like, you're nuts.
Yeah, I will admit I have not watched the video.
We're doing that as soon as this is done.
I felt like that would be better done collectively once everybody knew the story. So
agreed.
Okay. Thanks again for listening to WCSG Backstage. Each show we close out with a deep cut. And Kaylee, we'd love to know what song you brought this week.
Yay. Okay. I brought a Katie Hurst song.
Nice. We love Katie.
I like her so much. She's so, like, fun, but this is a much slower song, but it's called Answers. And it's just basically about having, you know, a lot of questions, like, why are these things happening in this world and why are things going on? And I feel like it's especially appropriate for right now. I like the end of the chorus. It says, when all I want is answers, but all I need is faith.
Mm.
I'm that type of person a lot where I want to know the why and the how and the when behind everything, but it's not necessarily what God, you know, asks of us to do. He asks us to have faith. So
real good. Well, thanks for bringing that one.
Excited to hear it. Yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Steve, and this is WCSG Backstage.
What about all the earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes? Why does it keep on storming when you could stop the rain? I want the answers. What about all the sickness medicine can't solve? What about all the cancer? You could heal it all. I want the answers. You know my questions. You know. Good father.